Thank you. I want to respond to both of those comments. Regarding 1325, one of the proposals that we have raised with regard to the French Initiative is that representatives of civil society be invited to the conference, which would be one way, at least, for women to participate. And as my friend Nabil Shat mentioned, in the peace movement, certainly women, Israeli and Palestinian women, have been extremely active. Hanan Ashrawi and myself helped create some of these joint actions. And we've been campaigning to have 1325 respected both by the Palestinian Authority and by the Israeli government. But I might add, it's not just a question of adding women and numbers, but of which women we want to have there. And we certainly want to have women at the table, but we want women at the table who are interested in making peace. And that's not necessarily always the case. Secondly, I reject the term or the use of the term genocide. I think that it's a term that we know from past cases of genocide. I think the occupation is bad enough, and I think we do a disservice if we exaggerate, if we make reference to things that are not happening. The occupation is bad enough. Denying a people, millions of people, their rights is bad enough. And I think that's what we have to concentrate on changing. I think we have to be very careful in the methods that we use and in the means and also in the words that we use. I do support what my colleague here, Mr. Stock, mentioned about intelligent sanctions, and I think selective sanctions against settlement products and against businesses in the settlements or those that do business with the settlements are very much in place. But I think we need the kind of pressure that I've already spoken about, the kind that we can and I hope will get from the French initiative and the emphasis upon the Arab Peace Initiative.